The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, my name is Louisa and I'll be the mediator today. I'm with Claire and Izzy.
Hi!
Hello.
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
We're going to read an Am I the A-hole story, Halloween edition. We'll start with the title and decide who will be the angel and who will be the devil. No matter what or how our opinions change, we have to stick with our roles. Afterwards, we'll reveal what Reddit has to say. So I searched up, AITA Reddit Halloween, and then they were all, like, really lame, like, my costume wasn't not working, or, like,
am I the a-hole?
Or am I the a-hole because I didn't want to go to my girlfriend's Halloween party, and I'm like, this is so lame, so I searched up funny, and then I think I found some good ones. Okay, I'll read the title for the first one. Am I the a-hole for dressing up as Batman for Halloween?
What? Why is that? I feel like you're trying to surprise us with something. Is the story good?
Yeah.
I think he is the a-hole.
I, Claire, deem that he...
I, Claire Davey, believe they are the a-hole.
Okay, then I'll think that they're not the a-hole.
Okay. Do you guys have any more commentary, or should I read it?
I feel like the title is going to be so, like, off-putting from the story. Like, it doesn't sound like anything.
It's too general.
Okay. I, 34 male, am married to my wife, 34 female, and we have two kids together. Every year, my family does a family-themed Halloween, and we all dress up. This year's theme is Barbie. Any Barbie movie that there is. And my wife decided we should do Princess Charm School since it was her favorite Barbie movie growing up. I hate this theme and rather go with something more manly that won't embarrass me in front of my neighbors and friends. After one night, I stopped at the store and got myself a Batman costume instead. I let my wife believe I was going as Barbie's love interest from the movie and would arrive later to the party because I was working late. When in reality, I was getting ready to wear the Batman costume. When I arrived at the party, my wife's sisters happened to meet me by the door and got mad at me for wearing the costume. I explained that I didn't like the theme, so I chose my own. At that point, my wife had found out and started yelling about how selfish I was and how this was a one time a year that she gets to get loose and have fun with the theme. She told me to leave, and I drove to a friend's house, and I'm spending the night out of anger. All her family is blowing up my phone and telling me how selfish I am and calling me every name in the book. I blocked them and told my wife I needed a couple days to cool down. As I thought about it more, I can see how I was being a little selfish and should have stuck to the theme, but I don't think I'm the a-hole for sticking to my own beliefs and having free will in this relationship. Reddit, am I the a-hole?
Okay. Okay, so I think he is the a-hole. Hello, that was so like...
I want something more manly.
Before we start to debate, each person will have 1 minute to share their initial thoughts. Claire, would you like to go first?
Yeah, are we timing?
Yeah, what's your initial thoughts, Claire?
I personally think that he is the a-hole. I mean, I already decided that before, but I think he's definitely the a-hole because, A, why wouldn't you support your wife, especially if she's looking forward to dressing up, and this is her one time a year she gets to do that and embrace herself, and, you know, she wanted him to be a part of that, and I think that's really considerate. Like, she could have easily been like, no, I'm gonna do it by myself, and the fact that he didn't even tell her, oh, I'm going to be Batman. Like, he couldn't even communicate. And he's her husband. Like, you can't communicate to your own wife that you wanted to not be her spouse in, or Ken, I guess, right? To Barbie. But
yeah,
I think that's so selfish. And the fact that he showed up to the party and embarrassed her in front of all those people. Like, he couldn't even, like...
Her own family, too.
Her own family, yeah. And she, like... And then he was like, that's her one time of year to get loose or whatever. Like, that's crazy.
Okay, your minute's up.
Okay.
Izzy, you have the floor.
Izzy, yeah, you have the floor.
Okay, he's not the a-hole because, like, think about it, okay? If the theme is Barbie, the theme is Barbie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyone can be a Barbie. That's, like, the whole point of Barbie. So Batman can be a Barbie. What if it's Ken dressed up as Batman? Think about that. Think about that for a second because, like, what if he's just doing a Ken cosplay, but Ken, the Ken that he's cosplaying is cosplaying Batman? You know what I mean? Also, she shouldn't be so mad about it because, like, wouldn't she see the Batman costume if y'all living together?
Great point.
Wouldn't, like, it come in the mail, like, at Amazon? Would she be like, babe, what is this? And like she like opens the costume.
So it's her fault for not finding the costume.
Good
one.
Like I'm sure, surely he's not hiding the costume.
Okay.
Is it time to quarrel?
Yeah, it's time to quarrel. Yeah.
Okay, well.
And as a reminder, Claire is the devil saying they are the a-hole.
Blah, 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 blah.
Izzy is the angel saying that they are not the a-hole.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, first of all, it's definitely not her fault for not finding the costume because,
hey, you can't, like... But aren't you curious, though? Like, if you're... I feel like if you're not curious about your significant other's life, like, do you even really
care about them? I would never, like, if my boyfriend ordered something in the mail...
They're husband and wife.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not going to go through that.
They're living together. Like, what if... Okay, I know you, like, you can't technically open packages if it's not under your name, but, like, if you also have kids... And your husband's ordering a package. Wouldn't you want to know, like, what's in the package? Like, what did you order? Is this okay for me to open in front of the kids? Like, what if it's, like, phallic?
I mean, I think if he was being secretive from the start, then he would do a pretty good job at trying to hide it, even if that was the case. So, because he was, like...
He bought it in person. He says, after work one night, I stopped at the store and got myself a Batman costume. Because that's more manly.
See, that's so misogynistic.
Yeah, Ken's a man.
Yeah, but...
Ken is a manly
Ken
man.
Ken is misogynistic.
Ken could be Batman, though.
No, but Batman is a completely different franchise.
But, like, it's a Ken cosplaying Batman.
Yeah, but he never said that.
Yeah, but I think the main issue here is that he kept telling her that he was going to be Ken. And then just bamboozled her as Batman.
Yeah, see,
okay. Okay, I don't think that's funny, though. Like, I think she's a bit overdramatic.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only night of the year I can get loud.
Yeah, you embarrassed me in front of my family. Like, if he was doing it,
your husband surprising you as Batman, that's so funny.
But if your family already, like, is, like, so offended that you're Batman and it's so embarrassing, that, like, means, like, their family already hates him, so why'd you marry someone that your family hates?
Facts.
Yeah, like, but I also think men change in relationships, especially in marriages. I mean, both people change in marriages, not just men, so it's both... But like, so she could be in the wrong as well. I respect that, but I just think like she definitely did not marry him for his personality in the beginning. I mean, if she did, if she did marry him for his personality, then it definitely changed because who the hell would want to be disrespected like him?
But she shouldn't get that mad so easily. Like,
You
didn't wear a costume. It's the only day that I can, like, be myself.
Well,
like, if yourself.
Batman, not Ken.
Barbie, then.
But I just think it's more like it's just embarrassing for her. Because it's like, first of all, what if you're doing a couple costume? You agreed, you bought your costume, expecting the other person was going to show up. And they show up as Batman. You're like, what the hell?
Also, you're 34 years old and complaining about being a Barbie character. Is Batman that much cooler as a 34-year-old?
No, okay, honestly, my opinion, men who are obsessed with Batman are kind of...
I'm Batman! Guys, I'm literally
shut
Batman.
Up. Actually,
Batman.
Shut up. That's so
Batman.
Gross to me.
He's just like me.
No, that's so gross.
We both like the night and the dark and travel with capes and an invisible car.
But she's also old enough to, like, not be... Because, I don't know.
Yeah, not... whine about it.
I feel like that'd be like kind of funny. Like everyone's like in pink and he just shows up like in this crappy.
But he didn't intend it. He didn't even intend it to be like funny. He was like, it's more manly. So it's not like him being like, I think it'd be funny if I surprised her. He was more like, I think it's more manly. I didn't want her to find out.
But I'm sure like some people can like take a joke, right?
Yeah, but like in his eyes, it wasn't even a joke. Because he was like, he didn't say, oh, I want her to laugh. I want her to be surprised. It was more like, I have to keep this away from her because I want to be more manly and I don't want to be Ken.
You know what's a joke, though? Her saying that Halloween's the only day that I can, like, be myself. I'm like, girl, if you just, like, wearing pink, just wear pink.
He also says he doesn't want to be a Barbie character because he doesn't want to be embarrassed in front of his neighbors and friends. But if like your neighbors and friends are gonna be at this party and they're also Barbie characters, where's this insecurity coming?
I'm sure like the spandex Batman costume may be more embarrassing, but like, I don't know.
Like you guys have kids, like you have like Spawn like, out in the world, and you're behaving like this.
Set a good example for your kids.
Both of them are immature.
Okay. Yeah.
This comment says you're the a-hole. I was gonna go with everyone sucks here and just criticize you for lying about it, but you have two kids. Go home and take care of them. You don't get to take off multiple days for a damn Halloween costume and not come out the a-hole. That's true. He He was like, I needed to go to my friend's house to cool off, and I'm deciding to spend a few days here. You're a grown man.
Oh, yeah, that's two kids. Crazy. Okay,
you have a job.
That's embarrassing.
Does he have a job, though?
Well, yeah, because he says after work he bought the costume.
Okay, he probably works at, like,
no,
for like Freshco.
Oh, my God.
Grocery stores, guys. You don't want to work there.
No, you don't.
You're the a-hole. You so desperately wanted to show everyone how manly you are. Instead, you made yourself look like a little boy. Oh, wait, sorry. I read it wrong. And instead, you've made yourself look like the little boy you really are.
Oh. Damn, son.
Lock it. You're the a-hole. Wanted to do something that made me happy. You're not just the a-hole, but you're selfish as heck. You knew full well that your wife's family had a theme party and you couldn't suck it up for one evening.
Fact.
The a-hole for lying to your wife. You knew she'd be upset by your change of costume, but you bowled ahead anyway. Yeah, everyone has the unanimous opinion that he is the a-hole.
Oh.
You're...
I had good points, though, right, guys?
Yeah, you did a good job.
I really love the package one, because that really relates the story.
Trust your partner. Okay. Why wouldn't you check their package? Like, what if it's, like, contraband in there?
Why would you do it? What if there's drugs in there? Your husband's, like, a drug dealer. You didn't know that.
But you should be able to trust your husband.
Yeah.
No, there is trust.
There's a line between...
But there's also curiosity.
Trusting.
But then you can just be like, oh, what'd you order?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you meant, like, you were going to be like...
Like rip through the package, just be like, oh, like, what'd you get? Like, the
I mean, if the husband, he would probably lie. The husband lied.
Wait, yeah, fact, because they wanted to do Barbie and Charm School, they could have just done the dance scene where Ken wears a tux and Barbie wears.
That's
a
what
pink
I'm saying.
Dress.
Like the wife says, was being so like
you're the a hole. All you have to do to be Ken is wear a black suit and a pink tie. Yeah, you chose to lie to your wife and go to a theme party completely out of theme, and now you're sulking over it. Grow the heck up. Because also, swear wearing a suit is more manly than Batman. Guaranteed too, he had like the fake muscle costume too that makes him look jacked. He's probably like,
ew, oh my God, that's actually the most disgusting thing ever.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Any final thoughts before we move on to the next story?
You know what, I think you had some good points.
I think they're both immature. Because, like, the wife just can't be, like...
She did overreact. Like, he kind of seems like a terrible husband. I'd probably divorce.
Yeah. If your family, like, actually loves you, they wouldn't actually get, like, so angry. Like, I feel like her family getting so upset about, like, him being Batman is kind of stupid.
Yeah.
It's, like, one day.
Maybe because, like, I'm, like, part of, like, a, like, Latin family. Like, everyone's just, like, so loved. Like, even, like, my... like aunts and uncles, like in law, they're just my aunt and uncles, and if they make a mistake or if they like do something silly, everyone just laughs. Like if my like sister's boyfriend did that, I'd be like Batman. Like I don't know.
I mean, who even knows what she's gone through with that husband? Like maybe he's done even worse things. Like if he thinks he's in the right now, there could be many other issues that have risen before, and his or maybe her family knows that.
But like, maybe... do people not understand divorce?
No, but like, I mean, you never know. Oh, Smisky.
Not Mitski.
I know.
Wow! Oh my God!
You killed him!
Why did you just...
I thought you were gonna give it to Louisa.
My God.
It's okay. He has a concussion now.
Okay, so the next story is titled, Am I the A-hole for Dressing Like a Coworker for Halloween?
As a coworker?
Yeah.
No, I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah,
I don't think they're the A-hole.
You both
rock,
say...
paper, scissors, it.
Okay.
Okay, so Izzy will be our angel this round, and Claire is our devil.
As the devil, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so...
awesome sauce.
The story is, I have been working at a company for about 5 years. I made friends with one guy specifically. Let's call him Greg. Greg and I hung out quite a bit outside of work. He was on the company softball team with me. We had barbecues together, all that fun stuff. Greg had a specific look. He had a shaved head, huge beard, and mustache. He always wore those checkered Vans shoes to work. About 4 years ago, our company had a Halloween costume contest. The day before the party, I chose to go as Greg. So I went to a magic shop and got a legitimate fake beard and mustache, like the real hair ones. I shaved my head. Shave your head for a costume is kind of crazy.
Any bald cap users?
Oh my God.
No, he really went for it. And I bought...
Maybe he wanted an excuse.
He bought a mustache, but he didn't.
Real hair mustache.
Why didn't he just make a mustache out of his hair that he
I was going to say, if he's willing to shave his head, why wouldn't he just shave a mustache?
And I bought the exact same Van shoes he always wears. So I show up to work the next day dressed as Greg. Full beard, mustache, shaved head, shoes, everything. I'm not kidding. People weren't mistaking me for him all morning. Greg gets to work, sees me dressed up as him, and people start talking to him about my costume. He awkwardly poses for a picture with me and then proceeds to immediately leave work and doesn't come back for the rest of the day. I won the costume contest. He doesn't speak to me for 6 months after that. When we did start to talk, it wasn't the same as before. I could tell he had some resentment towards me. I left the company a couple years ago, and he hasn't spoken to me since I left. I've reached out to Greg, but he hasn't responded. Admittedly, I am an extrovert and he's an introvert. In his eyes, I was probably making fun of him, and he didn't like the negative attention from our coworkers. In my eyes, I was simply trying to look like him and go unconventional with the costume. Am I the a-hole?
No. Well, yeah, I guess.
Okay, do you want to start with your initial thoughts, Izzy?
Yeah, he's not the a-hole because, like, he... Okay, if they were, like, really close friends, right? They were close friends, kind of?
Yeah, they were friends. It doesn't say how close they were, but if they hung out outside of work, I would assume they're close.
Yeah, I feel like if you're close friends, I feel like it would be, like, a little ha-ha funny hee-hee you noticed, like, that yeah, I wear the same thing every day.
Maybe it's just me. I would not hang out with my coworkers outside of work if I didn't think like we were them. Close.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, you notice the little things. Like, you notice I always wear my silly little Vans. Like, you notice I have a bald head. You shaved your head for me. Like,
you know you're the bald head. Like, if I was, like, bald by choice and my friend shaved their head to look like me for a costume contest, I would be a little weirded out.
But it's commitment, you know? It's
yeah, like, I guess.
Like, a little endearment. Like, you think it's cute. Because you wouldn't do that to yourself if you didn't think it was, like, cute.
Yeah. Okay. Claire?
Yeah, so I think he's the a-hole because clearly he didn't address what's his name again? The bald guy?
Greg.
Clearly he didn't address Greg's feelings even when he noticed he wasn't feeling good. And it's like, I reached out to him when I left the company. And it's like, so you didn't reach out to him the day he left? You noticed that he wasn't feeling good about that. And he probably saw if he knows Greg is an introvert, he probably could have worked around that in a way because it probably just made him feel a bit exposed. And who knows? Maybe he has, like, an insecurity about how he looks. Maybe he felt like was really prominent when he dressed up as him.
He could, like, be bald not by choice.
Yeah, like, you never know how he feels. And it's kind of like the fact that it was a costume party, everyone sees that, and he just probably felt like he was really exposed in that moment. If he left... then he clearly didn't feel comfortable. And if he didn't speak to him for months and years on end, then that could only mean that it really hurt him. And I don't know, I feel like the narrator could have reached out to him, if not the day of, like at least the day after. Like if you're friends with this guy, if you're hanging out with him after work or outside of work, then, you know, address the situation. Like,
yeah, having barbecues with
them. Yeah, like, and you're fine with that just stopping, and then after you leave the company, now you're like, okay, let me reach out to him. And if he doesn't respond, understandable, because it's been, like, 2 years, right?
Okay, but, like, also, these two are grown adults again. Why aren't we, like, communicating?
Well, that's what
I hate that thing, though. Like, you were best friends with someone. You guys should be comfortable enough that to bring up an uncomfortable situation. I hate when people are like, we're besties. We're like this for life. Well, yeah, like, we're literally sisters. So, and then you can't talk about things. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Because he's also like, he's an introvert. I'm an extrovert. Okay. So that means you know that he's not going to reach out to you. So you take the initiative and reach out to him.
But like, he should, like, the other guy should have communicated that. Like, or at least, like, brought it up to HR or something. You're still at, like, a company. You're still at a business.
It's also, like, the fact that's like, oh, I didn't want to make things worse by bringing it up. Like, clearly things are already not good. Yeah. You might as well just, like, be like, hey, like, did that upset you? I'm really sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I hate that, like, if I have a disagreement with my friend, like, I don't, like, hate you for it. You know what I mean?
I only hate it. Like, I do understand like, unless space, you're doing- but it's, like, you have to address it at some point because that's, like, really unhealthy on both ends to not bring it up. Like, you're supposed to be communicating. That's what relationships are, that's what friendships are. Communicate, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take that initiative. Like, it's not that hard, and that's what if there's an issue, you have to address it. Like, that's just if you want a relationship to work, address it.
Exactly. He's not the a-hole because if someone has a problem with me, how am I supposed to know that? I don't read your mind. just because you're not talking to me, like, I don't know what you're not talking to me about. Like, I could have, like, done something else. It doesn't necessarily have to be about the costume. Here, he's just assuming it's about the costume.
Yeah, because, like, also, maybe Greg was having a hard day and he came to work and his, like, friend is looks like him and everyone's laughing. Maybe he is thinking, like, because usually when you dress up as someone, you're, like... Like
if you think when it comes to people's appearances, especially when people are insecure about how they look, you can never read someone's mind and you can never tell when someone's, well, you can tell when someone's insecure, but a lot of the time you won't. Like if I told you I'm so insecure about my body, like I bet you wouldn't think that necessarily because mm-hmm. like it's not shown unless it's verbal, you know, like it's really hard to determine that. And so like not knowing the other side, not knowing how they feel, not knowing what else is going on in either of their lives to make them make the decisions that they make.
Okay, what's your final statement?
He's not the a-hole because, again, these are adults. We should have learned how to communicate by now, and if not, get started on that because you're living your life not being able to communicate with people.
Claire, what's your final statement?
I think he's the a-hole because he's... had lots of time to address the situation, and maybe the other guy should have, but you never, like, he clearly was hurt.
Okay, well, Reddit says that he is the a-hole.
Well, the Redditor, so.
Okay, the first comment says, identity theft is not a joke, Jim. Millions of people suffer every year.
Classic.
Also, I'm sure that maybe Greg felt awkward and embarrassed since you had not gone to him beforehand. The costume could have been a lot better if you had gone to them, and then maybe he could have had the chance to dress up like you.
Also, the fact he shaved his head a little bit creepy, but
that is true.
Yeah.
I forgot about like, the shaved imagine, head part. Like, imagine I got like brown contact lenses to be you. Actually, that's not permanent.
Well, what? Oh, actually, a better example would be like, what if I did like plastic surgery to like make my to like look like who's.
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
That's true. That would be
like, really... that's weird.
But also, Louisa had a good point. Like, what if he's bald, not by choice?
That's true. But, like, if you're friends, you should know that.
It seems to everyone
well, has clearly, I didn't know she had glasses, so.
She's blind.
Everyone has the opinion that he should have just asked beforehand.
Yeah, I think that just circles back to, like, the point of insecurity. Like, you never know what you're really making fun of.
Yeah. That's true. I think everyone in the end should have fun, like, with their costumes and stuff for Halloween, especially.
Yes, yeah.
I agree.
Wait, what's everyone being for Halloween?
Claire, go first.
I actually have... Wait, I think I have two costumes. Me and my friends are going as the Tinkerbell fairies.
Mm. Which one are you being?
I'm being the mean one.
Silver Mist?
No.
No, Silver Mist's a bad... Sorry.
No, she's the purple one.
Wait, they're not kids,
she's
right?
She's the wind one.
Right?
Wait, isn't it, like, Lucinda?
Lucinda or...
Wind? Vidia.
Vidia, yes, I'm being Vidia for Halloween. And then I'm also being...
With the purple Maxine, dress? Maxine.
Oh, do you want to see a picture?
You know, with, like, the overalls, the bandana.
I have no idea who that is.
It's like, a scary movie.
Like, yeah, have you heard that audio where it's like, I want to be a star?
That's Pearl.
Yeah, but same person.
What are you being?
I'm being Johnny and Mavis. I'm matching with my boyfriend.
That's cute. No.
What are you being, Lisa? Did you say that?
No, I didn't. I'm being Tina from Bob's Burgers, which...
I love that.
If you know me, I've been wanting to be here for so long, but I just never do it. And this year, I decided I'm just going to do it.
Are you going to straighten your hair?
I don't know. I think I might just get, like, a black Bob wig.
Because I feel like you're going to damage your hair if you straighten it. And
Wait, is that the one that, like...
Is that the glasses? The glasses?
Yeah, one. Is that the one that, like... twerks or hump.
Yeah.
I've never watched Bob's Burgers.
You should watch it. It's so good.
It's so good. It's
sorry. And then I'm also being also being Claudine from Monster High because my friend is being Cleo.
Wait, that makes so much sense.
I know.
That's
right?
What everyone's been saying when I tell them.
Like, you look like a Claudine.
Because does Claudine have like green eyes?
Yeah.
She,
like, is she darker skin?
I was thinking the hair, but the skin works too, I guess.
Because she's a werewolf.
Profile me, I guess.
The other like options for my costumes were Harley Quinn and Joker.
Oh, I did that last year.
And Beast Boy and Raven.
Yes. You should do that too.
That one's
good.
No, you know what I love? I love Starfire.
There was other couples' costumes that like were okay, but okay.
Oh my god.
The thing is, I want to pick like Halloween costumes that I can wear stuff again. Also, I need black lipstick. Does anyone have black lipstick? This is so random.
You just wear black eyeliner.
On your
Yeah, why not?
I just don't want to buy makeup that I'm never going to wear again.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyways, let's wrap the episode.
That's a wrap for this episode of Devil's Advocate. Follow us on Instagram at @TeamUDevil'sAdvocate for more. Catch the next episode of Devil's Advocate Weekly. Until next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.